Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carson Bigby. Batting second. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting third. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Possum Witted. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Clyde Barnhart. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walter Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Hamilton. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Earl Hamilton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Flack. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kelleher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Speed Martin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Speed Martin. And now, play ball. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bigby. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Bigby steals second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Bigby moves to third. Two outs. Possum Witted is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witted hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Witted settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball four. Hollocker moves to second. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a fly ball into left field. Bigby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. Speed Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whitted. Martin reaches second base with a double. Kelleher scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-1 in the game. Flack takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hollocker takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Flack moves to second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bigby hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-1 in the game. Meisel hits a line drive towards short. Moranville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Possum Whitted is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitted is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitted is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moranville. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Moranville steals second. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Speed Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hamilton, and towards Cutshaw, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hollocker is hit by the pitch. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Cutshaw covering, for the out. Hollocker moves to second. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Whitted settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 2 in the game. Mysel hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bigby hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mysel. Bigby reaches second base with a double. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bigby moves to third. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Possum Whitted is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitted is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitted hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Cotton Tierney pinch hits for Earl Hamilton. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy's in now pitching. Speed Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Flack bunts towards the mound. Zinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Zinn covering, for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carson Big B is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Big B is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Big B hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey bunts towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Big B moves to second. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Big B moves to third. Two outs. Possum Whitted is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitted is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitted hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Big B scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitted moves to third. Charlie Deal now playing third base. John Kelleher now playing shortstop. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Carey. Grimes reaches second base with a double. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 3 in the game. Mysel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes moves to third. Turner Barber pinch hits for John Sullivan. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes scores. There goes Mysel trying to get to third. Whitted throws the ball into Barnhart, who tags Mysel for the out. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hal Carlson now pitching. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barber moves to second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barber moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. Speed Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Turner Barber now playing left field. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schmidt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Roer pinch hits for Hal Carlson. Ray Roer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roer takes first base on ball 4. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Roer trying to get to third. Grimes throws to Deal, who tags Roer for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.